down the line it goes. It's cut out there. Winter plays it nicely. On the turn is Kieran Glynn and plays that to Dale Tong. Now he'll bring it over halfway. Wants somebody come a bit closer. It's George Thompson does so. Glynn can't quite control that one. And they'll bring it away now. And it's Ironside who plays a nice looking ball there, the right hand side. And it's Clifton. Clifton plays it, and it's going to be 1-0. And Reece Steik, who Paul spoke about just a few moments ago, on loan from Gateshead, puts the finish in, and FC Undone there. And just, just acres of space there.
It was a lovely move, to be fair, wasn't it? But the space that Steik had in the middle there, I just don't know where the defenders got to. They just left him completely.
And that's Paul from FC United. And
3 minutes on the clock.
And FC, not a team noted for making life easy for themselves. Put themselves in trouble straight away. But it was a nice move. Lovely ball from Ironside. Putting Clifton in. Clifton played pretty much a first-time ball. And Steik there with a very composed finish there. Not a lot that David Carnell could do, but it's FC United of Manchester 0. Nuneaton Town 1 here. We're in the fourth minute.
This is the first time Nuneaton have led against us in four meetings.
Christian Dibble takes the goal kick. Scott Kay up, though, beats both him and Ironside. And now goal scorer Steik gets the better of Tong and brings it into the box. And that was a heavy chance, a penalty.
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown with that injudicious challenge there.
Nailed on.
And FC in bother here. 1-0 down and a penalty to Nuneaton. We've played, 6 minutes? And it's Steik, the danger man. Tong was beaten rather easily there. And then looked to the referee for some help, but didn't get it. And now it's Ironside, the four-goal man from Saturday, looking to double Nuneaton's lead here.
Two of them were penalties on Saturday as well.
So, well, Carnell, can he stop this little bit of rot that set in very early for FC United? Not expected at all. And Ironside now, look, trying to make it 2-0 to Nuneaton. And he does it. Sends Carnell the wrong way. No power in that. Just placed very nonchalant there to the keeper's left. Carnell going to the right. It's 2-0 Nuneaton.
This is a very different Nuneaton side than we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Possibly the new manager has made a big impact, Tommy Wright, since he took over. I mean, when he came here with them, he'd only been with them like 24 hours properly, hadn't he? So
we said that, didn't we, in our post-match talk?
He's had a bit of time to work with them because they went like almost 2 weeks without a game, didn't they? So...
Yes, and always an issue, of course, in Altrincham having removed their manager today, second of the season. So they'll have a new manager in place for FC's two contests with Altrincham over Christmas. And always can put a spring in the step of a side. And it certainly appears to be doing with Nuneaton. FC United 0, Nuneaton Town 2. That's played forward or rather a wayward clearance there. A free kick and easy to collect for Carnell. In fact, it was Tom Elliott who made that excellently timed tackle a few moments ago. Clearance is made. Oh, and there's a missed tackle there from Chandler. And it's 4-on-3 momentarily. Clifton into the 18-yard box. This could be 3-0. It is. And it's Nicholson. It was Chandler who stepped over the ball as he went to make a tackle. And he left his colleagues dangerously exposed. Clifton did ever so well. He held the ball up. Timed his pass to perfection. Nicholson was filling the gap that was left by Chandler, and a left-footed finish, lovely finish there, but Carnell absolutely nothing he could do with it. And it's 3-0 now to Nuneaton Town, and FC with it all to do. They've got to do a Wimbledon.
Well, what did you say before about like opening a tin of beans, was it, Ben? I think that was even more surgical the way it opened up.
They really are clinical, Nuneaton FC. Not exactly tight as a drum at the back, but Nuneaton looked good. And Tommy Wright has to take some credit here because the scoreline is a reverse of what it is full-time a few days ago. I've seen now Scott Kay spreads it out there to Chandler, left-hand side. Chandler tries to bring it infield, threads it through to Thompson, back to Chandler. Chandler goes in nicely, but just... and gets it back there fortuitously. Now it's Winter. Winter with a nice... Oh, Thompson! Beautiful move, Gilchrist! It's a goal! It's a magnificent piece of football from FC United! Absolutely superb there from the home side. Ball coming to Chandler quite fortuitously, but he took advantage... threaded the ball through, beautiful little back heel into the path, of Gilchrist, who took it so well with a defender bearing down him and the keeper coming towards him. That was just what FC needed, having gone 3-0 down in the first half, back to 3-1.
48 minutes on the clock.
And we have now a contest.
That was delicious, that goal.
It was a really clever finish as well, from a tight angle.
It's a free kick, taken very nicely. Oh, it's gone in!
Right through the wall.
Through the wall, after all that. And, well, will that change the substitution plans? But that really is a sickener for FC United. All that hard work, Tom Brown is the man, according to the scoreboard, who will be going up. I don't think Marginson is changing his plan. Oh dear, there's two substitutions. In fact, Wolfenden is also being readied. And nodded forward, Scott Kay, and it's headed forward. It could be 5-1 Ironside, straight at Carnell. Williams, 5-1. And that, I'm afraid, sums up the evening. Ball bobbling around there. Ironside shot, saved bravely by Carnell, but he could only parry it so far. And Williams, Aaron Williams, following in for the rebound.